I would say the same to you. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to get to why you're in town tomorrow night, and we'll talk a little bit about MSA and how it's affected you as well. But I want to talk about the album, the debut album, the eponymous album that came out 3, 4 years ago. And you lead it off with sort of a tent revival gospel-y song called Rise Up Singing. Who gets the writing credit?
That was a Jackie Greene tune. That was the one song that he brought to the band that he had written. You know, he already had it sitting around, and he said, "Hey, I got a song that'd be a good for a duet." You know, and he played it for us, and it was just done. It was that simple. It was like, "Oh, this is a great song for this band."
One of these days, I'm gonna rise up.
Most of the songs on that record have two or three or four, even five names on it. It was mostly collaborative. There's a few tunes. Jackie wrote Rise Up Singing, and then there's a couple songs that Nick wrote just straightforward. And the rest were pretty much all collaborations of various people when whoever was in the room at a time when the spark hit.
Okay, one more song. Beautiful song on the album. Jackie Greene takes the lead vocal on it with Joe, and it's Heartache on the Line. Just a gorgeous song.
Yeah, thanks. That's a Nick song, actually. The bass player Nick wrote that.
Okay.
In the early days of our friendship, he would say, "You know, I got some tunes," and I remember I looked at him several times. I said, "Nick, no one wants to hear a bass player's songs. Come on, you know how this works." It was a joke, but it's also, you know, when a friend and someone you love to play with says, "I got songs," it's always an initial, "Oh boy, I really hope they're not horrible." Because there's nothing worse than a friend playing you a song and you have to look at them and pretend to like it, of course.
Yep.
You know, he had been in a band in Nashville in the 90s. So he had been writing songs forever and been playing in a band. And at the time we met, he just didn't have a place to take his songs. And so the first thing he ever played for me was Heartache on the Line. And I just looked at him and I was like, Oh, okay. Now that's a song, my man, you know, and he's got a trove. I mean, that guy is an endless river of inspiration. So we, you know, Trigger Hippie collectively has a lot of music that we still haven't gotten to in the studio, but Nick alone has got dozens and dozens of songs.
I asked you specifically about Heartache on the Line because it's about loss, it's about a relationship, and it could be somewhat related to what you're in town for. It's a charity event for MSA, which is multiple systems atrophy. And if I have this right, it's been described to me as kind of Parkinson's on steroids.
I hate to say that that's kind of pretty accurate. It's a neurodegenerative disease. It's the kind of disease it's very rare. Not a lot of people know of it. It's really hard to diagnose, and it's the kind of thing that's usually only diagnosed after all other neurodegenerative ailments have been eliminated. So it can take years to get a proper diagnosis. And my brother Jim, who lives in Baltimore, has MSA, and in his case, he started showing symptoms in 2009 and did not get a clear diagnosis until 2014. It's a really hard road. It shows like Parkinson's, if anybody's familiar with a lot of those side effects. Generally speaking, balance issues and blood pressure fluctuations and just general bodily function control just start to erode early on. And it can take 4 or 5 years for those symptoms to really kind of overwhelm the person suffering from it, or it can go 0 in 6 months. You know, every case seems to be pretty unique. But essentially, the cerebellum is atrophying, and all of the bodily functions, which is most of them that the cerebellum operates, go with it. So it's a brutal, brutal disease. There's no real indication yet of where it comes from. There's certainly not a cure, and it is fatal. So it's a tough road for anybody with MSA, and it's a very tough road for anybody who loves someone with MSA, and I would fall into the latter category.
Well, Steve Gorman, I know a lot of folks looking forward to seeing you in town. I'm sorry for the reason that you're actually in town, as they had a fundraiser for MSA. And boy, sorry about your brother. I did not know about that.
I appreciate that. I'm coming up to play Saturday night at this event, and it's fun. You know, I said I'd be happy to do it. It's not Trigger Hippie coming up, but Nick, the bassist and songwriter of Trigger Hippie, is coming with me, and a Nashville guitarist named Guthrie Trapp, who's a bit of a guitar hero. And then actually the other guitar player is another brother of mine, Tom Gorman, who's a great player. And when I was a little kid, the reason I ever wanted to play drums in the first place was because I had an older brother that played guitar, and I thought we should probably be in a band together. So I learned later in life a band with brothers is not necessarily a great but as a five-year-old, it made all the sense in the world. So Tom and I we've only played music together literally a couple of times, but he's going to come in for this as well because obviously this is a very important cause for him. You know, it's our brother Jim is the one who's suffering. So yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Founding member of the Black Crowes, Steve Gorman, also now with Trigger Hippie. Looking forward to the album, and boy, I hope it's a great weekend for you.
I appreciate that. I will say one more thing. If anybody's listening, there's a great website, the number 32, 32auctions.com. You can get information about this event, but you can see a whole lot of great items that will be auctioned off. The theme of this event is blues music and college basketball. It's two of Larry Kellerman's wife's passions. So there's a whole lot of great autographed items from both the world of blues and the world of college basketball. 32auctions.com is the place to go check that out.